Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Sexual Capital, part one of two. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
All right, everybody. So if you've got sexual capital, I bet this page is going to show you how to use it.
I hope so.
Right? I mean, probably. Sexual capital. Sexual capital, or erotic capital, is the social power an individual or group accrues as a result of their sexual attractiveness and social charm. It enables social mobility independent of class origin because sexual capital is convertible and may be useful in acquiring other forms of capital, including social capital and economic capital.
Origins. See also Catherine Hakim and the idea of erotic capital. The term erotic capital was first used by British sociologist Catherine Hakim in the early 2000s. Hakim defined it as separate from and building upon French sociologist Pierre Bourdieu's concepts of economic, cultural, and social capital. She says erotic capital is independent of class origin and enables social mobility, and argues that this makes erotic capital socially subversive, which results in the prevailing power structures devaluing and trying to suppress it. In the manosphere, the parallel term sexual market value, or its abbreviation SMV, is often used. I'm surprised it took until the 2000s for this term to be coined and studied.
Well, unfortunately, I guess other stuff was going on. They're like, what about cancer, you know, for a while?
Well, there's certainly a sociological aspect of cancer, but I think it's possible that there's many sociologists studying many different phenomenons at different times.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they were, like, wrapped up in racism.
Yes, that is true. I mean, but that's been also studied at the same time as everything else.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, there's been no result, really.
Of what?
Of the studies of racism. It hasn't gotten better.
It's definitely evolved in some ways over time, but yeah, it's still not great.
It's, I would say, terrible.
Yep, I agree.
Definition. Economic. One economic-related definition is based on the human truth capital theory of Gary Becker and predicts that people invest rationally in exhibiting their sex appeal when they can expect a return on their investment. He defines this as a form of health capital, which is itself a form of individual capital. Another definition comes from capital portfolio theory, in which Green argues that sexual capital is part of an individual's overall capital portfolio. An individual can transfer this sexual capital to other forms of capital within capital portfolio theory. Did somebody go out of their way to, like, make this sound like financial writing? From an economic perspective, having high sexual capital is advantageous since it can help an individual in multiple aspects of their lives. For example, multiple studies have shown that increased physical attractiveness is correlated with higher incomes after eliminating other factors.
Sociology. The sociological definition is based on Bourdieu's idea of fields. This definition builds on Bourdieu's concept of capital. Green defines sexual capital as accruing to an individual or group due to the quality and quantity of attributes that he or she possesses, which elicit an erotic response in another, including physical appearance, affect, and sociocultural styles. Some of these attributes may be immutable, such as an individual's race or height, while others may be acquired through fitness training or artificially through plastic surgery or a makeover, etc. There is no single hegemonic form of erotic sexual capital. On the contrary, currencies of capital are quite variable, acquiring a hegemonic status in relation to the erotic preferences of highly specialized social groups that distinguish one sexual field from another. Importantly, this means that erotic capital is best conceived as a property of the field and not an individual form of capital.
A second definition is developed by Hakim, treating erotic capital as the fourth personal asset. This definition is a multifaceted combination of physical and social attractiveness that goes well beyond sexual attractiveness that is the focus of the field's perspective. Unlike Green's conception of sexual capital, Hakim's erotic capital is an individual capital with no necessary referent to a field.
Extensive supporting evidence for the concept of sexual capital, defined as beauty, physical attractiveness, and good looks, is provided in Daniel Hammermesh's latest book, Beauty Pays, where he reviews the research evidence on the economic benefits of being attractive in all contexts, including higher education teaching, politics, sales and marketing, and everyday social interaction. Hammermesh assumes these economic benefits must be due to unfair discrimination, a position he takes from Deborah Rhodes' book, Beauty Bias, a feminist lawyer's critique of the social benefits that accrue to attractive people and the disadvantages experienced by unattractive people, most particularly the obese. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you calculate your sexual capital.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for listening to that message, and how weird that last paragraph particularly pointed out the obese as unattractive, because that is subjective, because a lot of people think that people that are obese are attractive, if you ever heard of chubby chasers. Just saying.
That is true. I think there are a lot of fetishists out there, but I think overall in society, people who are obese tend to not be treated so well.
I absolutely agree with that. So it goes. Life is terrible for everybody. Sorry, everybody. Importance. Catherine Hakim argues that erotic capital matters beyond the sexual field and beyond private relationships. Her research suggests that erotic capital is important in the fields of media, politics, advertising, sports, the arts, and in everyday social interaction, and consists of six elements. 1, beauty.
2, sexual attractiveness.
3. Social attractiveness, grace, charm, social skills, and interaction, the ability to make people like you, feel at ease and happy, want to know you, and where relevant, desire you.
4. Vivaciousness and energy, a mixture of physical fitness, social energy, and good humor.
5. Social presentation, style of dress, face painting, perfume, jewelry, hairstyles, and the various accessories that people carry or wear to announce their social status and style to the world.
6. Sexuality, sexual competence, energy, erotic imagination, playfulness, and everything else that makes for a sexually satisfying partner.
Catherine Hakim's theory of erotic capital argues that erotic capital is an important fourth personal asset alongside economic capital, cultural human capital, and social capital, that erotic capital is increasingly important in affluent modern societies, that women generally have more erotic capital than men, and that erotic capital has social benefits and privileges that benefit the female gender. This definition of erotic capital has been contested by some sociologists who reject the idea that erotic capital, sexual capital, is something individuals possess, like a portable portfolio of resources with no implicit link to the particular sexual field in which such characteristics are deemed desirable.
Sexual capital may be related to both sexual and mental health, as when individuals with low sexual capital show diminished ability to talk about or negotiate condom use with a partner possessing greater erotic capital and develop negative emotional states as a consequence of feeling unattractive.
In broader theoretical terms, sexual capital is important for social theory insofar as it is one among other types of capital, including social capital, symbolic capital, and cultural capital, which influence the status accorded individual members of the larger society. Sexual capital is convertible to other forms of capital, as when actors parlay sexual capital into financial capital or social capital, e.g. Marilyn Monroe, or when attractive employees get raises and social connections from bringing in more customers by virtue of their looks.
Do you have sexual capital?
I was going down the list. I think I'm doing pretty good as sexual capital. As far as beauty goes, like, a lot of people don't think that I'm traditionally attractive because I'm a black person with albinism. As you can guess, it's off the chart for a lot of people. And then 2, sexual attractiveness. I think I do that pretty well. I'm pretty good. Like, people say that I'm sexually attractive, I think, because of my perceived confidence. I've fooled the world. 3, social attractiveness, grace, charm, social skills. I'm actually pretty good at that type of thing. If I must, I can be very charming. I'm not always very charming to people, but if I have to be, I can be very charming. And in general, I'm nice to people, no matter what. 4, vivaciousness and energy. Definitely, I'm good at that. I'm physical fitness, I'm good at humor. I think I score pretty well in there. Social presentation, style of dress, face painting. This is, I would say, a 50-50. Some people like the way I dress and some people don't. Also, I don't always pay attention to the way I dress, but I do a lot more than I used to. Because of Leslie. So I pay attention to the way I dress a lot more than I used to pay attention.
And who is Leslie for the Wiki listeners?
My wife.
Uh-huh.
And then sexuality, sexual competence, energy, erotic imagination, playfulness. I think I score pretty good on that. A few people on the planet know, but I don't think I'm a slouch in that area.
Yeah, I think I score okay on these measures as well.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, generally. I mean, in terms of, like, beauty, I don't know that I'm conventionally attractive, but, you know, I've had partners and people say that I am. And as for the rest, yeah, I have some attributes that contribute toward my sexual capital score. Although, obviously, it's not a score. Like, they're saying it's not a score.
You should skip over 3, 4, 5, 6.
You know, I don't really agree. I think you're bullying me right now.
I think you're bullying me by saying I'm a bully.
I didn't say you are a bully. I said you are bullying.
I think you're bullying me by telling me that I'm bullying you.
Well, we can hash this out later, but this is where we're gonna end it today. And we'll see you tomorrow with more sexual capital.
That's right. This has been the Wikipedia page for Sexual Capital, part 1 of 2.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your abundant sexual capital.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.